Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
I told you it was kind of 80s focused today on the bumper music. Had to get a little haircut 100 in. Oh, there's more in the 5 o'clock Love hour. It. And I will put up the Spotify playlist after the end of the show as well. So there's a big Supreme Court race. They elect the justices in Wisconsin. And there's a little bit more on the line tomorrow politically than just that race. Jessica McBride is with me this afternoon. I've known her for a long time, investigative journalist. She writes for an outlet called Wisconsin Right Now. How are you this afternoon, Jessica?
I am doing well. And glad to hear you're doing so well down there.
It's probably only been about 19 or 20 years since we've had any exchanges, so it's been a bit. It doesn't seem that long, but it has been that long. I'm surprised. Left in 2006, I left Milwaukee.
You're aging me now. Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy.
Well, this is something here that I've had to explain to my audience. We don't elect Supreme Court justices in Missouri. A lot of states don't. We do have some elected judges, obviously, but this has really become a big deal in Wisconsin, and a lot of this has become, you know, connected with national politics because it's a way for people to kind of take, in theory, the temperature of where the voters are. So maybe start with just a little background of this race tomorrow and what's going on.
Sure. So first of all, everyone needs to know that in Wisconsin, we have a liberal-controlled Supreme Court. It wasn't always that way. It's kind of flipped back and forth. We have an extremely aggressively partisan liberal majority on the Supreme Court. But one of those women is retiring. And so the race that's going on now is for that open seat. Thus, it's for control of the Wisconsin Supreme Court. If Brad Schimmel, the conservative former attorney general, wins tomorrow, he flips control of the court to a conservative-leaning majority. If Susan Crawford, the liberal Dane County, Madison, it won't mean anything to your listeners, very liberal area of the state, judge wins tomorrow, she maintains the liberal majority. Now, why should someone in, you know, Missouri care about that, or someone in Texas or anywhere else in the country care
right.
about that? It's because it's widely believed that the liberal majority on the court, if maintained, would rewrite the congressional district maps in a bid to get rid of two Republican House members who are pretty solidly in their seats, Derek Van Orden in the western part of our state and Brian Stile. Now, Derek Van Orden, he flipped a Democratic seat that had been held by a congressman on the Democratic side for like 26 years or something like that. And he usually wins by like 2%. So that is always kind of a swing district.
Okay.
He was just reelected. So why does that matter? Because Elon Musk made this point yesterday. He flew into Green Bay, Wisconsin. He gave this long talk. He gave away $2 million checks, you know, to Wisconsinites who signed his petition against activist judges. And he said, this is for control of the U.S. House. because if they redraw those congressional maps and they get rid of Van Orden and Stile, they can flip control of the U.S. House to Democrats. And he said, so this is actually really about protecting Trump's ability to get his agenda through. And that's why there's so much national money coming into this race, millions and millions of dollars. You know, and everyone talks about Musk, and he spent millions and millions of dollars to help Brad Schimmel, the conservative. But Brad Schimmel is still being outspent by Susan Crawford, the liberal, because you've got money from Pritzker and money from Soros and Reid Hoffman, like, flooding in. It's because this race is nationalized, and it's perceived as being about Trump's agenda and his ability to get that through.
So we can get to that point here in a second, but how would you, what's your gut check on how this goes tomorrow?
Boy, you know, it's a turnout game, and pollsters have historically been very bad in Wisconsin at measuring the Trump voter turnout. Brad Schimmel needs 60% of Trump voters who came out in November to give this state to Donald Trump, by the way, to win. Historically, April elections in Wisconsin, Democrats have a turnout advantage. That's clearly what Musk is trying to neutralize. I will tell you that people on the Republican side are concerned. They think Brad Schimmel has a chance, but like Crawford was ahead in the polls by 5% like a month ago. This state is weird. It's kind of schizoid. Yeah. It did elect Trump, but we've got a Democratic governor, and it goes back and forth, and Republicans have a better chance in high turnout November elections. However, I saw a poll like an hour ago, and it came out from a pollster named Trafalgar. It's Republican-leaning pollster, but they were also the only pollster in the country pretty much in 2016 that predicted Trump would win some of the swing states he won, like Pennsylvania and stuff, and Wisconsin, Florida. And so they have a really, I actually interviewed the pollster back then. They have a really unique methodology to tease out Trump voters who don't want to talk to pollsters. And so they're regarded as like the most accurate at that. And they came out an hour ago and said it's a dead heat, like literally a dead heat. She was up 1%, but that was in the margin of error of like 2.7. So it's anybody's game. And in truth, if you talk to people behind the scenes, nobody knows for sure. Nobody knows how this is going to shake out. It comes down to turnout. And, you know, if Susan Crawford loses, I'm going to argue in a column that she made a mistake by losing sight of who she was running against. She's acting like she's running against Elon Musk. Like, you'd forget Brad Schimmel's even in the race if you listen to her. Okay, is that smart? Yeah, is that smart? Are people really that, like, angry at Elon Musk for trying to cut waste out of government? Like, I mean, I know people are unsettled, I think, by how much change is going on, but, like, a lot of people are maybe waiting to see how it plays out. It's a risk for her to run on that because it's also bringing up this Trump voter turnout in a way you don't usually see in April. Bottom line is nobody actually knows, so it's really high stakes drama.
Absolutely. Right, Jessica McBride is here. She is an investigative journalist up in the Milwaukee area. She writes for Wisconsin Right Now. One of the questions I was going to ask you, you know, sometimes when you watch races from afar, you don't pick up on things like, hey, did the candidates suck? Because we've seen Republican candidates in big races, in Senate races, in races for governor, and you kind of see how they go, and in the end you say, okay, well, wait, they were a terrible candidate to believe with, you know, to begin with, rather. But Schimmel's not that guy, right? He's not a bad candidate, is he?
No, he's not a terrible candidate. Now, nobody I've spoken to thinks he's an A-plus candidate, to be totally honest. He's a little bit type B.
Okay.
Everyone thinks he kind of, he went on the offense a month too late. He kind of got beat up over rape kits, sort of dishonestly, I thought, for like a month by Crawford before he went on offense. So he's not like a perfect candidate, but even a really top person on his side I was talking to say he's like a BB plus candidate. He's a really good person. Like I've he's not my personal friend or anything, but I've interviewed Brad Schimmel for years. He comes across like a really good person. I was talking to someone today who said like he's really likable. He seems like just an everyday Wisconsin guy. He's not slick. He's not like this. He's not really a politician.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes he'll put his foot in his mouth. He'll say make some goofy joke because he's not a slick politician. But that kind of works well in Wisconsin, which is really kind of a humble state when you boil it down. We don't like people who are too slick. And people like Trump in Wisconsin because he's off the cuff. He's authentic. He just says what comes to his mind. Well, half the state likes him. I'd say the other stuff. other half of it hates him. Brad Schimmel, probably a BB-plus candidate, likable. Susan Crawford has a lot of baggage. She's got ideological baggage. She filed lawsuits as a private year to overturn Act 10, which is Scott Walker, Republican governor's signature reform, which saved taxpayers billions, not exaggerating there, of dollars. She filed a lawsuit seeking to overturn voter ID, which probably has about 70% popularity with Wisconsinites. She has a very sketchy sentencing record as a liberal judge. You know, there was one case I wrote about where she gave a slap on the wrist to a man who, excuse my being graphic here, he raped a 5-year-old girl, and she gave him 4 years in prison. He could have gotten, you know, decades, and he's already out. And she gave him a $500 signature bond and let him live across from an elementary school and work out at Planet Fitness. So there's been a lot of cases like that that have emerged, and she's got a sort of a weak sentencing record and then this ideological history. And so she's not a perfect candidate. She's articulate, you know, on the stump and everything. I don't think she's as likable as Brad, but she's got some baggage ideologically. And right now the Democratic Party isn't that popular, to be honest.
We've noticed.
Trump wouldn't have won.
Yeah. We've noticed for sure. So I want you to go back, because I remember Elon talking about this, but what was the deal with the $1 million checks? Because that was something he kind of offered to begin with. So he wrote checks to a couple of people yesterday.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy!
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, he did. And so this is a huge controversy, but I think it played to Brad Schimmel's benefit. Elon Musk announced on Twitter he was going to give $2 million checks to Wisconsinites who came to his town hall in Green Bay and who voted in the Supreme Court race. And then the Attorney General of Wisconsin, who's a partisan liberal, went crazy and filed this immediate court action saying this was illegal. But Elon, by that point, was kind of like he pulled the football up from under this Attorney General, because he switched tactics and put up a clarification on Twitter and said, no, it's not going to voters. It's going to go to people that sign my petition. And they're I'm paying them to be spokespeople for my petition, which is a petition against activist judges in general. It doesn't even mention either candidate. So to be blunt, it would be illegal to pay people $1 million to vote under Wisconsin statutes, but he clarified it, and it's not illegal to give people $1 million to sign a petition, okay? So Josh Call pushed this, the attorney general, and lost at every stage. He lost in circuit court appellate, and then it went to the Supreme Court yesterday. And even this liberal majority sided against him, so Elon's giveaway went ahead.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah.
And he gave the checks out. Like, I watched the thing, you know, last night, and one of the people that got it is the head of the Young Republicans of Wisconsin. I don't know really who the woman is who got these huge $1 million checks. This helps Brad Schimmel, because it gets Elon Musk in the news, and it gets Trump's agenda in the news, and the message Elon's trying to send, which is this is for control of the U.S. House, and that's all about getting out Trump voters, getting them off their sofas to vote in what's normally a low turnout April election.
Yeah.
And if enough of them do, Brad wins.
It's just so, you know, it's such a different election. We got a mayor's race here in a week, and luckily our mayor is going to get booted out, it looks like. But, you know, nobody shows up because it's not the general election. It's just rather sad when you look at the turnout. Jessica, thank you so much. I have other Wisconsin-related questions that we would need an entire other segment to go through. For example, like, what in God's name happened to our friend Charlie Sykes over the last 8 years? But that's like another topic.
It's like he jumped off a cliff and turned into a completely different person.
I, you know, he's still, look, he's a friend. He was one of my mentors. There's no doubt he was very good to me, but good Lord, I can't explain that one at all. We'll
bizarre.
Have to talk. We'll have
it's
to talk sometime.
Bizarre.
Jessica, thank you so much for the update. We'll see what happens tomorrow.
Thanks. Nice talking to you.
That's Jessica McBride. Yeah, Charlie Sykes did the midday show at my station, WTMJ, and then he did an interview in 16 with Trump, and he roughed him up, and then he went to MSNBC and became a liberal again because he was a liberal. It's very hard to keep
what?
Track of.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Cusimano's coming up next.
Get more at 971talk.com.